This has got to be my favorite time of the year.
I know, Tammy, and it's the anticipation because you know what? It seems like we start to think about Christmas in September.
I most certainly do. And the shops are to blame for it. They start to decorate and remind us of Christmas just about then. But I agree, this is a special time. Do you and your family have a special tradition that you try and keep each year?
We do. And every year, we go out and either buy or make a special decoration. I would date each one and put the family member's name on it before then we'd hang it on the tree. It started pretty small, but now each year as we decorate the tree, we have fun looking at each of the decorations and remembering where we were living or how old we each were. And looking back at Christmas past helps us to remember the blessings of family and God's care for us through the years. And one day, when our children get married, I'm going to box up their decorations and give them as a gift to them for them to start their own family tradition. How about you, Tammy?
That sounds great, Carol. Well, we do decorate our Christmas tree. Every year we have the tradition that my husband drives a nail into some place on the trunk of the tree. We set it up and decorate it and enjoy it all season as we remember Christ's birth. Then at the end of the season, as we put away the decorations, take down the tree, we all look for that nail. It's a reminder to all of us that Christmas isn't just a celebration. It's a reminder that Christ came into this world to die for us on a tree to pay for our sins.
Tammy, that's beautiful.
A very special Christmas welcome from Women of Hope. I wonder what special things you do with your family and friends at Christmas. We would love to hear from you. We'll give you the contact information at the end of the program.
Today, we'd like to share with you the true meaning of Christmas from God's Word, the Bible. The first part of the word Christmas is Christ. That's Jesus Christ. And God tells us in His Word the most important story we have ever heard about Jesus Christ coming to our world. I think the best place to start is with a young girl called Mary. According to the custom of the Jewish people, she was probably only 15 or 16 years old at the time that she was promised in marriage to a man whom she knew, Joseph. Joseph was a descendant of King David. Now, we've heard stories of King David, haven't we? David was a shepherd and a very brave one who one day saved the people of Israel from the giant Goliath. You might remember that story. Then, eventually, he became king, and God promised him long ago that one day Jesus the Messiah would be born in his line.
We don't know how Mary felt about her engagement, but we can assume that she was quite happy she would soon marry Joseph. But one day, something most unusual happened. Mary was just going about her normal daily tasks when she heard a voice. Carol and I are going to take turns telling you this story from God's Word, the Bible. So get comfortable. Here is the true story of Christmas from God's Word.
God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. Gabriel appeared to her and he said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." Young Mary was confused and disturbed. She tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her.
Can you imagine how this young girl, Mary, felt when she heard what the angel said to her? The Bible tells us she was confused and disturbed, but she didn't seem to be afraid. But she was puzzled, wasn't she? She was old enough to know that a woman didn't have a baby unless she had slept with a man. So she asked a sensible question. How can this happen? I am a virgin.
And do you remember the angel Gabriel's answer? It was probably one of the most important things we could ever hear about Jesus. He said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God." This is why we always say on Women of Hope that Jesus is the Son of God. He was not just a good man or a prophet like all the other prophets. He had no earthly father. His father was God himself. And then sweet young Mary gave a special answer, didn't she? "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." Mary had obviously been brought up in a home where she knew who God was, and she knew that she could trust him. But what a huge responsibility. She was about to carry the Son of God in her womb, and in 9 months, bring him into the world. Now, remember what the angel said to Mary about her relative Elizabeth? He said that she was also pregnant, even though she had been barren. Let's listen as Tammy tells us the next part of this story.
A few days later, Mary hurried to the hill country of Judea, to the town where Zechariah, Elizabeth's husband, lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leapt within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, "God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said."
Did you hear that? Elizabeth was much older than young Mary, and yet she asked, "Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me?" What an unusual greeting from an older relative. Usually it would be the younger one saying that she was honored to visit the older one. Is that how it would be in your culture? But God's Spirit had touched Elizabeth as soon as she saw Mary, and she understood when her baby leapt for joy in her womb. She called Mary, "the mother of my Lord," and right at that moment, God's Holy Spirit filled Mary and she sang a special song of praise.
Mary sang, "Oh, how my soul praises the Lord, how my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he took notice of his lowly servant girl, and from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me. He shows mercy from generation to generation to all who fear him. His mighty arm has done marvelous things. He has scattered the proud and haughty ones. He has brought down princes from their thrones and lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. He has helped his servant Israel and remembered to be merciful. For he made this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever.
What an amazing song. Mary, such a young girl, was not only praising God, but she was telling forth things that would happen in the future because her son Jesus would show mercy from generation to generation to all who fear him. He would fulfill the promise God had made to her people many generations before. And Jesus was to come to reach out to all people in all the world from generation to generation, even to us today. This part of the story finishes by telling us that Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and then went back to her own home. Wouldn't you like to have heard the things that they talked about? I know I would.
We're here together at this special time of the year, and Carol's going to tell you a little more of this true Christmas story.
Well, the Bible tells us that an angel visited Joseph, too. Can you imagine how Joseph felt when he discovered that the girl he was going to marry was already pregnant? So one night, soon afterwards, an angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream, and he explained about the baby that Mary was carrying. Joseph trusted God's message, and he married Mary right away. He understood that this was a very special baby, God's own son, and he and Mary were to bring him up and nurture him from a tiny baby to a grown man. The Bible then tells us that because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to travel to Bethlehem for a census. Many people were also there to be counted. Here is the next part of this true story. While they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was nowhere else for them to stay. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the brightness of the Lord's glory surrounded them, and they were terrified. But the angel assured them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a huge crowd of other angels from heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby, lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child.
Here on Women of Hope, our dear friend Marley has joined us again. She's going to share some thoughts with us about Christmas. It's good to have you with us, Marley.
Thank you, Tammy and Carol. Oh, I love being here with you too. Well, what does Christmas mean to you? You know, I often think that many people who celebrate Christmas around the world don't really know what it means. They know it's a Christian holiday. They see the people in the store shopping. They see the bright lights on Christmas trees. They may even exchange gifts, but they really don't know what it's all about. So, thanks, Carol and Tammy, for telling us the story of the birth of Jesus. And now let me tell you some more about Christmas, because Christmas is a celebration of God's love. You see, Christmas is when we remember that God loved the whole world so much that he gave his only son to be born as a little baby. Imagine that he gave his only son. That's how much he loves you and me. Jesus left his place in heaven to become a human being just like us. You see, this is what God's word, the Bible, tells us about this baby. And Isaiah the prophet talked about this 700 years before Jesus came to live in this world. He said, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace." Prince of Peace. If there's one thing the world needs today, it is peace, isn't it? Now, you cannot buy peace in a market or in a pharmacy or order it from your favorite department store. No. Peace is a very precious thing that not many people in this world know and have. Think of it. At this very moment, in different parts of the world, there are wars. People killing each other in war-torn countries. People killing each other in dark streets, corners of big cities. People are fighting in homes, husbands abusing their wives and children. Mothers-in-law hurting their daughters-in-law. Oh, there is so much strife, so much struggle in this world. And then there is a different kind of war, a war between people and God. People have been fighting against God since the beginning of time. Have you seen this war raging in your family, in your own conscience, and deep within your own heart? The big question is, how can we put an end to such wars?
Oh, Marlee, that is so true. And that's a good question that I'm sure many people ask. How can we put an end to the constant struggle of life, the struggle against God?
Well, let's see. I think this Christmas story from God's Word, the Bible, gives us the answer. It tells us what happened the night Jesus, the Prince of Peace, was born. Born to provide an end to this war. We heard what the angels of heaven said to the shepherds. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. That's how they announced the birth of Jesus. That's the good news of Christmas, my friend. The Prince of Peace came to restore the relationship between God and people. Just think, where else can we find peace? You see, when God forgives us, peace comes into our life. The old war is over, peace takes its place instead. That's what Christmas is all about. That's why Jesus was born, and that's why he's called Prince of Peace. With his life and death, he paid for our sins, and because of him, we can have peace with God, our Creator. To live in peace with him and with ourselves means that we don't fear what life might bring our way. We don't have to fear the future.
That is wonderful news for all of us, isn't it? And at Christmas, we can celebrate this wonderful good news.
I know that there are millions of women in this world, some listening to us right now, who live in fear day and night. They are afraid. They think that they are not good enough for people. And they think they will never be good enough for God. The good news is that the Prince of Peace came to take away that fear. We don't need to be afraid of God's judgment anymore. If we confess our sins and accept Jesus, the marvelous Prince of Peace, into our hearts, fear goes out and peace comes in. That's because the baby we celebrate at Christmas is God himself. Do you remember what Isaiah said his name was? Yes, he said, his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. He can restore anyone so they are at peace with God, at any time and in any place in this world. He is the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. All power belongs to Him, to the Lord Jesus.
My dear friend, today your relationship with God can be totally restored. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is able to give you this wonderful gift of true peace.
We have a special reason to celebrate Christmas, don't we? How about you, my friend? What are you going to do about Jesus, the Prince of Peace, this Christmas? Will you accept Him as your own Savior? Will you let Him work in your life and circumstances and restore your soul, your whole life? Oh, then you can celebrate Christmas as it's meant to be. Let the Prince of Peace rule over your life. He may not change all your circumstances, but He will change your heart and your future. This is God's most precious gift to you. And now, I want to pray with you. Think about this wonderful Prince of Peace and talk to Him in your heart as I pray with you, will you? Jesus Christ, our Prince of Peace, we come to You today because You are our only hope, the only one who can give us true peace. I pray for each person who is listening and who is living in despair, in fear, in anger, in strife. Help her to trust You so that she can have peace with God and those around her. I pray this in the special name, Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen.
A very happy Christmas from all of us here at Women of Hope. Please remember to write and tell us about what special things you do at Christmas. You can write to us in care of this station or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or, if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page.
This Christmas, may you celebrate our Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. We do hope that you'll be with us again. Have a happy Christmas and a great week filled with God's blessings.